Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome on in Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you on a very special Birds Town Hall Day here at Sports Radio 94 WIP. On a day that, look, in other years, the Eagles have been very active. Today, as we know, not a very active day, though. They restructured Brandon Graham's contract. We say goodbye to a couple old Eagles. We'll get to that. And the rumors are flying. 215-592-9494. You know, every time the NFL season gets underway, and really effectively the NFL got underway today, the legal tampering period begins, and, you know, you can announce deals if you want. Rumors get out there. We know nothing's official until Wednesday, but today's the day when big things start to happen, and it has. And there have been some positions that have been prioritized so far: pass rusher, offensive lineman, defensive back. Some of those guys are going off the board. So far, nothing big for the Philadelphia Eagles. But what I have noticed in the first day of free agency, as we wait for the first big Eagles move, and there were a couple rumors, and I understand the Eagles are still working on cap compliance and getting under. Look, they're going to get under the cap. There's no question. At some point, the Eagles will make a move and will do something. They were interested today in John Johnson, a safety. No, not our host at WIP, but a safety from the Rams who went to the Browns. So the Eagles are going to do something here. And it's a matter now of looking at what's left in free agency after some guys went off the board today and where I think an opportunity lies. And for the Eagles, the opportunity I'm seeing right now lies in this. There's a whole bunch right now of wide receivers that have gotten nothing today. Wide receivers, the one element of the free agent market on day one that no one has touched. So right now, as I look at the available wide receivers for the Eagles or anybody else, I see Kenny Galladay. I see Will Fuller. I see Curtis Samuel. I see Juju Smith-Schuster. I see Corey Davis, T.Y. Hilton, Nelson Aguilar, John Brown, Marvin Jones, Sammy Watkins. Not one significant wide receiver was signed today. Wide receiver was totally left all by itself in free agency. And I think there's probably a couple reasons for that. I have a couple theories of why wide receiver was not prioritized today. But the bottom line is, it was not. Wide receiver was left out there. So I'm going to tell you right now, if the Eagles prioritize wide receiver and want to try to fix this position once and for all, or at least, you know, really put something out there you can believe in for the first time in a while, it can be done. I believe the Eagles will carve out enough money and have enough money to sign one legitimate player, and then the rest of the guys they get will probably be mid-tier, lower-tier, you know, kind of filler guys. I think one player they'll be able to get. They'll be able to carve out enough cap room, whether it's a one-year deal or it's a backloaded deal, whatever, to get one kind of player. And it could be a safety, which they were after today with John Johnson. It could be a lineman. It could be this. It could be that. I think it should be a wide receiver. And I look at the Eagles right now, and I say they have two routes they could take. They could go into the NFL draft, which has been what they've tried to do now for years. The Eagles have invested a lot of draft capital in wide receiver for years now, whether it be Jalen Reagor last year, Arthego Whiteside the year before that, late-round picks like Quez Watkins, John Hightower. You go back to Mac Hollins at 27. Like, they've tried over the years to draft wide receivers to grow with and have cheap players that are ascending at that position. Here's the bottom line. They're not very good at it. Some franchises are good at drafting wide receivers and developing them. Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very good at it. Always have been. Some franchises stink at it. That would be the Eagles right now. So every time we look at wide receiver in the draft, we get, oh, they're going to get this guy and it's going to be fine. And then they don't do it. And last year might have been the worst of all when they pass on Jefferson to get Reagor. Or do you want to say the year before that was worst of all when they pass on Metcalf to get Arthego Whiteside? The Eagles aren't good at drafting wide receivers. I think by now we have to acknowledge that and realize it. And I know as we look forward about a month from now, a month and a half from now, the NFL draft, it's, again, a really good wide receiver class with Ja'Marr Chase and with Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle. one or two or three, maybe all three, will be there on the board at number six. But when I look at what's available in free agency, and I think about what Howie Roseman could do over the next day or so, 2 days leading into Wednesday at 4 o'clock, every big wide receiver is still out there. Every single one, from Galladay to Fuller to Samuel to Juju to Davis to Hilton, Aguilar, John Brown, Marvin Jones, Sammy Watkins. Obviously, there's different levels to those players I just said. Galladay's the best one. But there's a lot of veteran receivers that have accomplished a lot in the NFL that are there in free agency. And this reminds me of 2017 when the Eagles were able to get, they were able to get Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith on one-year deals. So especially the one-year deal was the Alshon, and Torrey was here on a pretty mid-level deal. They were able to get veteran wide receivers, and their offense took off the next year. Absolutely, totally took off the next season. So as I think about what they could do and what they should do and how quiet the Eagles were today, here's my plan. If I'm the Eagles and I'm Howie, I am trying to carve out enough cap room to get one position. And the position I'm looking at right now is the one that is saturated in free agency, and that is wide receiver. And if the Eagles could get one of these guys, guess what they could do in the draft? They could go into the draft and not need something. They can go into the draft and say, uh-oh, we have to take Ja'Marr Chase. We can't pass on him. Or we have to get Jalen Waddle. We can't pass on him. Or if we trade down, oh no, what if we miss on all these receivers? The worst thing for the Eagles to do is to have to go into the draft still feeling like wide receiver is a total black hole. And it doesn't have to be. They could sign one of these guys. They could get a receiver in free agency. They can make enough cap room to bring in one of these big-name wide receivers. And then, after that, then we could look forward to the draft and not worry about what position they have to take. If they love one of the offensive linemen, great, take them. If they love Kyle Pitts out of University of Florida, great, take them. If they still love one of these wide receivers, great, take them. Because obviously, you know, having one wide receiver, unlike quarterback, for example, doesn't preclude you from getting another wide receiver, and they're not really paying anybody in their current roster anyway. So one doesn't preclude you from taking another, but you don't have to. Assigning a wide receiver could open up tight end. It could open up offensive linemen. It could open up defense. It would give you and give the Eagles and give all of us a breath of fresh air in the draft. I always think that in the NFL, you know, acquisition period, right? Free agency, then the draft. Free agency is when you should go get a need. And the draft is when you should just get the best player available. And the Eagles don't have the money in free agency. They don't have any money right now, but they certainly wouldn't have the money and won't have the money in free agency to just get the best players available. That's not the kind of year we're talking about. The Eagles aren't in the position to just go out and get the number one, two, and three best free agents. That's not happening. Never was and isn't. But what they can do is they could choose one area of their team to try to fix. And I say after all these years of failing in the NFL draft a wide receiver, all these years of, they have to draft a wide receiver here or else wide receiver bust in the first round, they got to get off that thinking. Because that thinking, remember the old Lions teams with Matt Millen? They drafted wide receiver after wide receiver after wide receiver. That was that. Where they weren't thinking about building a team, they were just thinking, well, we need another wide receiver because we kept missing on the other guys. And they got one special one out of the group. But for the most part, they wasted years in picks. There is an opportunity knocking for the Eagles right now, and it's in free agency, and it's at wide receiver. Today some things happened. Some guys got signed, and some moves were made, and we know the Eagles restructured Brandon Graham and created some more room. They're going to be cap compliant. But the one thing that didn't happen today, the Patriots were active. That happened. The Chiefs got a big lineman. That happened. You know, some moves happened today. Some teams were, I said the Patriots probably the most active team. And the Eagles were, compared to other years, pretty quiet on day one. But the one thing that just kind of is now falling in their lap is fixing wide receiver. It's now possible. Galladay, Fuller, Samuel, Juju, Corey Davis, T.Y. Hilton, Nelson Aguilar, John Brown, Marvin Jones, Sammy Watkins. None of those guys got plucked up today on day one of free agency. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about here today on this evening show. The day of Birds Town Hall, which is a great day here at WIP. I enjoyed being on this morning with DeCameron Ritchie. I enjoyed being on with Mark Cerise this afternoon. All the different elements of this team and talking about it through the free agency stuff, listening to Elliot on the free agent desk. And the one thing that I just kept coming back to as I watched some of these players fall off the board was, man, no one has signed a wide receiver yet. There's no wide receivers gone. Oh, another hour has gone by? No one's signing a wide receiver? I mean, there are plenty of teams out there that could use a Curtis Samuel, that could use a Will Fuller. And these are good players. And yet nobody has done it yet. 215-592-9494. Look, if you look at the Eagles' depth chart right now, and if they're going to try to give Jalen Hurts a chance here in 2021, it's pretty clear they need some more help at wide receiver. It's actually abundantly clear. We talk about it all the time. Because right now they'd be lining up with Jalen Reagor and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Travis Fulgham and Quez Watkins and Greg Ward and John Hightower. And that's just not good enough for almost any quarterback, but certainly not a second-year quarterback that, you know, is going to need some help to get his feet under him as he becomes a true starter in the NFL in Jalen Hurts. They need more there. And it comes down to this. Do you want the Eagles to address wide receiver in the draft at number 6? Or are you with me on this and you want them to use whatever cap room that Howie Roseman can carve out here over the next couple days? And I think he will carve out cap room and go out and sign a legitimate NFL wide receiver. Because the way I see this is, you know, if the prices were out of control, if they were all going on day one, right? If I had come on the air tonight at 6 o'clock and said, boy, the top three receivers went off the board. They all got $20 million a year. I think we'd all realize that the Eagles couldn't pull that off. But that didn't happen. Nobody signed a wide receiver all day, basically. I mean, really, the top five to, I guess there's almost 10 of them here on this list in front of me, they're all on the board. They're all there. So the market for wide receivers may actually be coming down. It may not end up being blockbuster money. And you think back to what the Eagles did in 2017, right? Carson Wentz, a rookie in 2016, very little at the position. They go out in 2017, and right as free agency started, boom, on that Wednesday, guess what they did? They signed Alshon Jeffrey, and they signed Torrey Smith. And that, along with a lot of other little elements of that team and that offseason, helped Carson Wentz take a gigantic leap from year one to year two. And I don't know how big the leap is going to be for Jalen Hurts year one to two. I think he's going to take a big one, but we'll see how big. But you know what will help him and any quarterback take a leap in year one to two, that big first offseason of a quarterback? What will help the kid, what will help Jalen Hurts is having a veteran pass catcher. 215-592-9494. How should the Eagles fix the wide receiver position? Because this is now an opportunity I see knocking for them. If the bids aren't there for these players, if the market gets a little bit saturated, if we go into day two, day three, the end of this week, and most of these guys are still on the board, that means the prices are coming down. And that means whoever you like on this list, whether it be a Curtis Samuel, Will Fuller, you know, they're not going to get the big money if they're not being chased. If wide receiver is almost a saturated position, there are going to be players out there in free agency. And maybe it's not even tonight. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's next week. You know, whatever it's going to be, there's going to be a player that might just be sitting there. Maybe it's Curtis Samuel. Maybe it's Will Fuller that's there in a week or 10 days that, man, you might have said, there's no way the Eagles could afford that guy. And then all of a sudden, boom, Howie carves out a little bit of cap room and you sign him and you look at your depth chart like, wait, we got Curtis Samuel. We got Jalen Reagor, Travis Fulgham, Greg Ward, Quez Watkins. That's not bad. And you know what you have on that? You have options in the first round of the draft. You don't have to draft Jamar Chase. You don't have to use another first-round pick on a wide receiver, a Devonta Smith, who's a wonderful player, but he's slight and small. You don't have to reach on a Jalen Waddle because you're afraid he won't be there if you trade back. You can go into the draft and have yourself the best player available. If that's Kyle Pitts, if that's an offensive lineman, if it's a defensive player, no worries. You know why? Because you fill the need in free agency. 215-592-9494. Eagles quiet day one of free agency. But I'm noticing here, as I look at the list of guys that were signed today, guys that are still available, what I'm noticing over and over as I scroll through this list, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. The wide receivers, for whatever reason today, did not go off the board. And that means opportunity is knocking here for the Eagles. If Howie could carve out cap room, how would you rather solve the wide receiver issue? Is it the NFL draft with the number 6 pick? Or is it right now, right here, in free agency? I say sign guy. Go sign a legitimate wide receiver to put on the outside. And then when you go into the draft, you don't have to focus solely on the wide receiver position. 215-592-9494. That's a hop board. Let's talk some free agency and Eagles as the new league year is virtually underway. I mean, I know they say Wednesday is when it starts. But, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it started today. When deals start getting announced and we get parameters and contract stuff, it's real. I mean, it's real now. And the Eagles so far as today, not much other than Brandon Graham restructuring and a couple guys leaving, which we'll get to, including two that just broke my heart and Tucker's heart. So we'll get to all that. 215-592-9494 to hop in. How should the Eagles fix the wide receiver position? NFL draft number 6 pick or carve out some money here and get one of these free agents? Let's go to Lenny, who's in Conshohocken. What's up, Lenny?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, Lenny. What's on your mind tonight?
All right, so there's a few things. The first thing I noticed today, that the money that Jonnu Smith got from the Patriots is the best sign for the Eagles. If Jonnu Smith is going to command that much money in free agency, I can't imagine that we're going to have a hard time moving Ertz for some value. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's interesting, Lenny, because he got a gigantic deal, and he's a guy who I like, but he's never had, you know, his best year, Jonnu Smith, has never been as good as Zach Ertz is. Like, he doesn't have that kind of track record. So I think you're on something. Like, they should now, if that's the value for a tight end, and Ertz's contract is obviously smaller than that, they should be able to get a decent pick back just for trading Ertz away.
Absolutely. So I looked it up. Jonnu Smith has never eclipsed 450 yards, over 41 receiving receptions, and he only once had a season with more than 3 touchdowns, and that was only 8. So if I'm looking at Ertz, and I'm seeing that's what Jonnu Smith is commanding in the open market, I'm looking and I'm biting at the bit, if I'm Howie, that we can get a lot more than I thought. So I'd like to move over a little bit to what I think I'd like them to do. I can't agree more with you about the free agents wide receivers. I think it's definitely something we should address right now. However, the reason I don't think a lot of these names went off the board, the one common denominator is that all of them have a pretty big injury history that has kept them out for extensive amount of time. Don't you agree?
Yes. Well, you know what? You're right, Lenny. Especially Galladay, right? I mean, he's a star player, but he's always banged up. But you know what that could lead to sometimes? That could lead to an opportunity. That's how the Eagles were able to sign Alshon to that one-year deal, because he was coming off an injury, and teams didn't want to give him a deal. And obviously it worked out pretty well for the Eagles.
No, I agree. I can't agree more. Also, Will Fuller is just as banged up as anyone else in the league. But one thing I'd like to do, and this is how I'd like to address it, if Pitts is there, we take Pitts at 6, but I do want to address wide receiver and free agency. I also wanted to get your opinion on this. I'm looking at some of these corners and DBs that I think we really could get without breaking the bank literally at all. I would love to take a flyer at HaHa Clinton Dix, Garyon Conley, and Malik Hooker.
Well, the last two I'm a fan of. Conley, I've always liked since he came out of the draft, and obviously he had some issues. And Lenny Hooker, I mean, he's got the relationship with the coaching staff here from the Colts. I think Malik Hooker would be a great signing.
I think HaHa Clinton Dix has a little bit of football left. He's going to have value. I mean, he could potentially give you value, and you're going to be able to get him at a league minimum. He's one of those contracts that we actually don't normally hit on, and I think we could hit on by bringing him in. He actually turns out being okay, and he can give you some special teams, and he can also be a leader, if you will. He's played on some quality defenses, but I'm not banking on him to be an elite safety. And the last thing I'd like to get your opinion on here is I've heard people throughout the entire day and multiple shows be like, the sky's falling, gloom and doom, gloom and doom. I don't know why, but I feel like Jalen Hurts has this intangible that he makes other people want to run through walls for. I think that we are going to get the best out of every single player going forward. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, Lenny, I've heard it, and I obviously have been part of a couple hours saying, Lenny, I preached the phone call. There is that. I mean, that feeling of doom and gloom, of this is the sky is falling here in Philadelphia, it's been here for a couple months now, and I don't share it. I mean, I don't think the Eagles are dead, and there's no way they can win games next year, and then they're already destined to a 3 or 4-win season. I don't believe that. I believe we are writing them off way too quickly before we even see what this team looks like, before we even see how he puts out there and what they draft and what they do in the second wave or even the first wave of free agency. We don't even know. But as far as Jalen Hurts, I mean, the players are going to play hard for him, and they're going to play with him. Like, he's very – I mean, you heard every player last year. I mean, the minute he came in, there was some sort of boost he gave them, and his leadership is off the charts. It's Dak Prescott-ish. It's pick any leading quarterback that everyone likes on his team. Like, that's what he has, which is great. Now, if he improves and he plays even better, that's gonna even add to that. But you know what helped Jalen Hurts? What helping him would be fixing this wide receiving core. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. The way I see free agency today, and we'll get to some of the losses the Eagles incur, because they didn't have anyone signed today of significance, but they did lose a couple guys. The way that they mitigate losses, the way they fix this team, the way they help Jalen Hurts, is they have to once and for all fix the wide receiver room. Because no matter how many picks they've thrown at this thing over the last couple of years, I mean, I have Aguilar in my mind. We'll get to him. But, you know, Jalen Reagor and Ortega Whiteside and Watkins and Hightower and Mac Hollins. And who was the other guy, Tucker, that He was a mid-round pick, and then he came back last year. He actually played in the playoff game against the Seahawks. Who am I thinking of? He was from West Virginia, I think.
Shelton Gibson.
Yeah, like they've thrown picks, low picks, high picks, mid-round picks at the wide receiver position now for years and years and years. And look, if three or four of these top guys got signed today, I would not be coming on here and saying, you know what? The Eagles should go sign a receiver, because obviously the market would be in a place that they're just not able to play in. But when I see a group of receivers just get basically totally unsigned, it tells me that there's a saturation. I don't know who it is. Your guess is as good as mine on which of these good wide receivers is not going to get a good contract, but the Eagles should be the guy that goes and jumps on that.
Well, one of these wide receivers, Joe, is now off the board.
Who do we got?
Nelson Aguilar.
Two?
The New England Patriots.
Wow. Nelson Aguilar, last night I saw a video of Nelson working out with Jalen Hurts, and I tweeted I would love to bring Nelson Aguilar back as the veteran in a room of very young wide receivers. So Nelson Aguilar to the New England Patriots along with Jalen Mills?
Yeah, so no terms yet on the deal, but it's clear that Super Bowl 52 has haunted Bill Belichick.
He's trying to make up for it. He's bringing the whole band back together.
I mean, Jalen Mills had a couple good pass breakups. As we all know, Nelson Aguilar had 8 catches in the second half. Here we are.
So you're telling me when the Bears trade for Russell Wilson and they cut Nick Foles, he's ended up in New England? Because that would just be the icing on the cake.
I mean, we're on our way to the Patriots having more 2017 Eagles than the Eagles.
Well, how about that? 215-592-9494. That's a hop. All right, I have to cross one off my list, but the point still stands. The Eagles have an opportunity here at the wide receiver position. There is a lot of good wide receivers. Galladay, Fuller, Samuel, Juju, Corey Davis, T.Y. Hilton, John Brown, Marvin Jones, Sammy Watkins, all available. And my plan is now this. As the wide receiver market stays pretty wide open, the Eagles, whatever cap room Howie could carve out, I say go after a veteran wide receiver, try to fix the wide receiver group that way, and then we're not pigeonholed, and the Eagles aren't pigeonholed. With the 6th pick in the NFL draft, you have to take a wide receiver. They could take Kyle Pitts. They could take a defensive player. They could take an offensive lineman, anything they want, because they already fixed wide receiver. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back to your phone calls. How should the Eagles fix the wide receiver position? Free agency with all these guys that are still out there? Or should they just say, you know what? Forget this free agency stuff. 6th pick in the draft. Get a star wide receiver. Fix it once and for all that way. I say use free agency to fix wide receiver and don't worry about having to draft another guy in the first round. 215-592-9494. When we get back, we got to reminisce around here because some guys left today. Some Eagles players left today, and I don't think they were appreciated enough while they were here. We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 627 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Monday night. Day one of legal tampering on the heels of a Birds town hall. Boy, we had a great day here. I mean, there was not much Eagles movement, but just football talk and Eagles talk and Jalen Hurts talk, Sirianni, Lurie, Howie. It was a great day on WIP. Got a chance to be on the midday show and the afternoon show talking Eagles, and now we get to react to the whole day, to what the Eagles didn't do, to who they lost today. So we'll get to the phone lines here in a second on our wide receiver conversation. I believe the Eagles should take advantage of a day that has really left every big wide receiver, almost every big wide receiver, left on the board. It is saturated with good wide receivers, and if the Eagles could carve out enough cap room, I say forget the idea of drafting one at number 6. I know Ja'Marr Chase is a wonderful prospect, and Devonta Smith's a Heisman Trophy winner, and Jalen Waddle's a great prospect too, but how about signing one of these guys? How about going out and signing a veteran wide receiver, similar to when they brought in Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith? Complete the wide receiver room that way. And then they don't have to worry about the number 6 overall pick being a wide receiver and forcing it and do all those things. We have some breaking news here, Tucker.
Do you want to know how much money Nelson Aguilar is getting from the New England Patriots?
So Nelson Aguilar, a few minutes ago, just signed with the Patriots. Tucker is going to give us this breaking news on 94 WIP, powered by Radio.com Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, the money for Nelson Aguilar in New England.
I'm going to assume that Robert Kraft got his stimulus check.
Oh, boy.
Because Nelson Aguilar just got 2 years, $26 million
Wow.
from the New England Patriots.
Well, I mean, look, he went to Las Vegas last year, and he played really well. I mean, he showed last year that he was back. Like, you know, he had He had moments here, right? He was never a great wide receiver with the Eagles, but he had moments. And he had moments you thought he could be a really good wide receiver. And then in a bad 2019, he went and proved himself in Las Vegas last year. And boom, he lands in New England, 2 years, $26 million. 215-592-9494. All right, so one receiver down, but there's still a lot to go. I believe the Eagles should go after a wide receiver in free agency and not have to worry about doing it in the draft. How about you? Let's go to the phone lines here. Ja'Cory's up. What's up, Ja'Cory?
How you doing, Joe?
Ja'Cory, doing well, man. How you doing?
I think we should take a receiver at number six because I like our chances of getting Ja'Marr Chase rather than getting a receiver because we don't have any money. We're broke, Joe.
Well, they could carve it. Ja'Cory, they're going to be able to carve out money for a player. It just depends on what position they want to spend on. They'll be able to get something.
Nelson Agholor, he just got $20 million? He got $20 million for 2 years?
26 over two.
And I feel we can use that money somewhere else, like at a corner. We just lost Jalen Mills at safety. But I really think we need to go young here. I think Ja'Marr Chase at six, where you can build with him for 4 or 5 years on a first contract when he's going to do good anyway, then you pay him his money. I say roll with the young guys and save your money because I want to build towards next offseason where more free agents are available and rather than just this year.
Well, you know what? And that's the thing about next year. They'll have more money next year, right? So whoever's out there, they'll be able to get. So you want the wide receiver in the first round. You want to draft a receiver.
Yeah. Save your money now. Listen, you always say, let's give Jalen Hurts some weapons.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, let's go with the obvious weapon, the cheaper weapon for less money, which is the draft to get Ja'Marr Chase right at six.
Well, you know what? If he's there, though, and Ja'Cory, I appreciate him. He's got to be there, though. That's the one thing about the draft that you and I don't know is where Ja'Marr Chase will get drafted. He could go number three to the Dolphins. He can go number five to the Cincinnati Bengals. There's no guarantee Ja'Marr Chase is there. I know he's a great prospect. No guarantee he's there. And then if it's not Ja'Marr Chase, what are we doing? Are we doing Devonta Smith, who's 170 pounds? And a Heisman Trophy winner. He's a tremendous college player, but he's 170 pounds. Is he the sixth pick? Are they going with Jalen Waddle, his teammate at Alabama? All of a sudden, if Ja'Marr Chase isn't there, it becomes tricky. Here's what I don't want. I don't want the Eagles to just ignore wide receiver in free agency, which is a bunch of good options out there, force themselves to have to take one in the first round and then take the wrong guy. And then we're doing this whole dance again next year. We become the Detroit Lions, Matt Millen's Detroit Lions. Every year, we got to get a wide receiver in the first round we missed on last year's, and they stink for two decades. Like, if they can sign a receiver in free agency, or if they could carve out enough money to get one of these guys, even if it's a one-year prove-it deal with a guy like Will Fuller, whatever, one of these guys, if they could do that and then go into the draft and not be beholden to a position, and if Kyle Pitts is the guy there, take him. If Penei Sewell slips or Rashawn Slater is high up on their board, take another lineman. If they love Patrick Surtain or Caleb Farley, take a corner. Like, there'd be no – you don't have to force anything. You take the player you think is best. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chiro, who's up. What's up, Chiro?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing today, brother?
Chiro, I'm doing well, buddy. What's on your mind?
Man, I kind of disagree with you today, man. Listen, I understand your logic on not reaching for a receiver right now, but with the top offensive weapons that will be available in the draft, you talk about Ja'Marr Chase, Kyle Pitts, Jalen Waddle, you could probably trade back. I feel like right now would be the time to get a DB or maybe a linebacker for cheap and free agency, and you strike and you get that. You get that playmaker, that game changer in the draft, whether you take it at six or you trade back to nine, maybe take Jalen Waddle, pick up an extra second-round pick.
So you want to take the receiver in the draft, not free agency.
Exactly. It seems like the most sensible thing. We can't compete with a lot of these teams you see spending money on these offensive playmakers. I think we could get some good second-tier talent on defense, add to the depth, and you take a game-changer at six. Now, of course, if Penei Sewell, maybe even Slater was there, I would consider a guard or an offensive lineman. But other than that, you go offensive weapon.
Yeah, and look, Chiro, I love Kyle Pitts from out of Florida. And
me too. That's who I want. Yeah, that's my pick.
Me too. That's part of why I am interested in wide receiver in free agency. If Howie could carve out some money and they could get a Will Fuller or one of these free agent wide receivers, all of a sudden you've got a lot of weapons if you take Pitts. All of a sudden Jalen Hurts would have a lot of options.
I agree. I agree. Add to your strength. I agree wholeheartedly.
There we go. Chiro, appreciate the phone call. So today, guys, we had to say goodbye to a couple. We had to say goodbye to Jalen Mills, who I always thought, how about this? How about what's going on up in New England? Jalen Mills signs with the Patriots today. 4 years, $24 million. Nelson Agholor signs with the Patriots today. 2 years, $26 million. The old Eagles are reuniting up in New England. And Tucker lost one of his favorites from last year's team. You're right back there. Tucker came in today and been distraught. Today's a fun day, right? Like in the world of sports talk, as an NFL fan, whatever your job is, but today's a big day. It's like start of free agency, Birdstown Hall. Tucker comes in all somber this afternoon.
I mean, players are getting ripped from this team, Joe, left and right.
Like who? Mills.
Like your guy, Jalen Mills.
Love Jalen Mills.
And quite honestly, Joe, like this is a team that is now devoid of elite talent on special teams with Rudy Ford going to Urban Meyer down in Jacksonville.
Yeah, Rudy Ford today signed a 2-year deal. Legitimately, Tucker's favorite player on last year's team was Rudy Ford, the special teamer.
He started at cornerback the last 2 weeks.
Well, they were
Joe.
Tanking. They were tanking the Week 17 game. They put him out there to tank. Anyway, Rudy Ford was a good special teamer. He goes to the Jaguars today. So you know what this made me think of? Obviously, Tucker believes with every fiber of his being that Rudy Ford was underappreciated here.
You could argue that both him and Cam Johnson were the best two players last year, and they're both gone.
That's how you go 4-11-1. So Tucker would argue that Rudy Ford underappreciated. I would say, and I would stand up and yell, that Jalen Mills was underappreciated in Philadelphia from the moment he got here. I remember Jalen Mills doing spots on the WIP Afternoon Show as a rookie. 2016 rookie, seventh round pick, playing from the jump. And he was a raw player. I thought he was raw just as a talker, and then he got a little more comfortable. And, he turned out to be, I got to know him a little bit then. But then just watching him play, I became a fan because he brought energy, attitude. He was versatile, mostly durable, except the one injury he had in the Jacksonville game in London. I thought Jalen Mills was a good player and one that will not be easily replaced. I just thought we didn't appreciate him enough while he was here. Now he's going to Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, and I can't be the only one that thought of Patrick Chung, that thought of Eric Rowe, guys that were not really, weren't cutting it here. And I think Mills was better here than either of those guys were here. But not cutting it here, and they find their way to New England. And I would imagine that Jalen Mills is going to play well for the New England Patriots. I'll throw one more in because he also just got signed to the Patriots. I never thought Nelson Agholor was properly appreciated here. We banged on him for when he was at his worst, whether it be 2016 when he was going through all his mental issues, and then in 2019 when he just was having a tough time and then hurt at the end of that season. We just went over the top on Nelson on how bad he was and ignored that he was a gigantic part of the Super Bowl year and specifically the Super Bowl. What do you have, 8 or 9 catches in Super Bowl 52?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, he was incredible. He hit first down after first down. So I would put all three of those guys. I mean, I didn't think I'd be talking Rudy Ford tonight, but I mean, Tucker wants to. Rudy Ford for Tucker. And for me, Jalen Mills, Nelson Agholor. When you call in tonight, we'll talk Eagles NFL free agency, 215-592-9494. I say Philadelphia athlete that was underappreciated during their time here. Who do you think of? Who do you got besides Rudy Ford?
Quickly, Joe, before we get to that, another former Eagle on the move.
Ooh.
Ronald Darby, formerly of the Eagles, formerly of the Washington football team, just signed a 3-year deal with the Denver Broncos.
Okay. I thought he actually had a pretty good year last year for
Washington. He had a bounce. I think if you look at his numbers, he probably outplayed Darius Slay last season.
He's also surprisingly young. When you look at Ronald Darby's age, like he's been in the league probably since 15. And I think he's only like 27 years old. He is surprisingly young for a guy that's, he's been on two different teams and three different teams, actually, right? Buffalo, Eagles, Washington. He's not old.
He got drafted in 2015. He's 27 right now.
Yeah, he's young. So there's some more football there left in him. All right, 215-592-9494. Eagles, wide receiver. There's still a lot left on the board. Do you want the Eagles to sign a receiver now, or should they just go into the NFL draft and use the 6th pick to fix wide receiver? I want to sign a veteran. And then I'm not worried about being pigeonholed to wide receiver in the first round of the draft. And when you call in, give us an athlete over the years you believe was underappreciated during his time here. Because when Jalen Mills signed today, the first thought I had was, man, you know what? He was a good Eagle. Set for a 7th round pick to play as much as he did, to start on a Super Bowl champion, to move to safety. Like, he was a good player. Was he a great one? No, but he was a good football player. I will say Jalen Mills underappreciated. Nelson Agholor also now a Patriot, was underappreciated. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Bruce,
how's it going?
Bruce, doing great, buddy. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good combo. I usually agree with you on most things, but I'm kind of side with the other two callers on this one. With the whole wide receiver thing, I definitely understand what you're saying, but my thing is here's the thing. There's going to be one or two of those guys, either Jamar Chase or Pitts. They'll be available at six. I think. With that said, if they are available, we have to take that. Just simply because of the fact that we got JR on the other side. That'll be the one and the two. But then also we still got Travis Fulgham. We got Hightower. I'll never forget the one time they ran a play and he ran a touchdown on a successful wheel route play. I'm pretty satisfied. We're getting another player, and I think we're already strong at the wide receiver core going into next year. And next year is a rebuild year, so what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what good does it make just to get a wide receiver in here for 1 year? It's not like we're making a Super Bowl run when there's available when we need more help on the defensive side of the ball, especially at safety now.
Well, they have a big hole at safety now. So, Bruce, here's my thinking, and you're right. A one-year deal for the sake of a one-year deal would be silly, but I'm thinking of it like this. Like, remember when Alshon got here? It was almost like a prove-it for him coming off of injuries at Chicago. They signed him to 1 year, and then by the end of that year, we know they won the Super Bowl, but then he signed a long-term deal. So I'm just thinking, like, just Kenny Golladay, right, just off the top of my head. He's coming off injuries. If he were to take a one-year deal here, You could try to re-sign them before the season ends. So you have more cap room in future years.
That's true. Now that's somebody that you can't ignore. I mean, now if it's a situation like that, then you know what? I agree with you. But I would say as far as the market is concerned, I think they really need to, because there's some good names out there as far as DBs and safeties. And look at those first. Get pluck at least one guy on the defensive side that. Where we really have those gaps at. And then if he's still available, then, hey, go for it as long as it's, you know, financially feasible for us.
Bruce, who do you think was underappreciated during his time here?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I always thought, you know, McCloud. I mean, McCloud has always done – I mean, he gets some stuff. But he just never was really talked about like Malcolm was as far as being the other safety in the press. I think he's one of those guys that kind of, you know, falls into that category.
Bruce, I think it's a great one. Bruce, I appreciate the phone call. Rodney McLeod underappreciated. Like, we all said he was a good player, but he was. And he was a guy that he was signed after the 2015 season, right? So the Eagles are coming off of a tough year, kind of like what we're dealing with right now. Not much expectation. And I went back recently and looked. 2015 free agent class into 2016, which is, the free agency after – Chips last year, Doug's before Doug's first year, before they drafted Carson, all that. The 57th and 60th ranked free agents, if you go look at the old NFL.com list that year, were Rodney McLeod and Brandon Brooks. They were not high-profile free agents, and both of those guys turned out to be very good signings for the Eagles. So McLeod is Bruce's underappreciated guy. 215-592-9494. So I mentioned the idea of signing a wide receiver, taking advantage of a saturated market right now, and then not having to, you know, force taking a wide receiver at six. It could be best player available. If it's Penei Sewell, great. Because you know what would be the worst thing? The worst thing is it would be for me if we get to the NFL draft and Penei Sewell is falling, right? He gets the number six, this potential franchise left tackle. And the Eagles have to sit there and say, well, he's potentially a great left tackle, but we didn't fix wide receiver. What do we do? Well, if you get a veteran, you don't have to worry about that. Just take Penei Sewell. So on the NFL Network today, they were discussing the idea of the Eagles and Kenny Golladay. Listen to this, because if he can't find a spot off an injury-plagued year and he wants a prove-it deal, I would love Kenny Golladay here. And apparently NFL Network agrees he'd be a good fit for the Eagles.
If you look to see in 2019, because remember, he only played five games last season. So let's go back to 2019. He had 11 touchdowns, and that was the most in the NFL, five of which were on deep receptions, which was tied for number one in the league. 16 times, that's me, to me, when I look back over the past 16 games he played, these deep passes were the difference maker for him. Again, 13 deep receptions, 546 yards, both ranked number two or tied for second on the deep passing mark. So what does this mean? This means that a team like the Eagles could really use his help. If you look to see what Jalen Hurts did on deep attempts, 41.2% completion percentage. That's up about 11 points from the 30.2 that Wentz had. So if you look to see what the difference here without DeSean Jackson, you got Kenny Galladay. He is that deep threat. Not only does that help him, but it helps the other guys that are closer to the line of scrimmage as well.
See, she gets it. It would help everybody. You bring in a Kenny Galladay, it would help out the entire group there. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Sean in Wilmington. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Sean. What's on your mind, man?
I'm going to give you an unappreciated player when I'm done, but I'm going to – I really think – well, and first of all, I don't know why – I think the best special teams guy we had was Duke Riley. I don't know why. We still have him, right?
Well, Duke Riley is, I believe, still here. I like Duke Riley. He is a good special teamer.
Yes, he is. So, but anyway, I really think that our receivers were I don't know what the word is, but like because of what happened last year, the way they didn't get practice and all, like, and Rager didn't stay healthy, but I've seen him get open. I've seen, you know, people overthrow it. I seen Hightower, he got open constantly, but he had to drop these. And then Watkins, when he the other one, he would get open and catch the ball. And I think a lot of it was like they wanted to get Jeffries on the field because, you know, they're trying to get shop him out. And I just think that we actually have some good receivers. I think they were running before the catch and stuff like that, but. You know,
well,
and,
Sean, I agree with you about some of those guys. Like Quez Watkins, when he came in towards the end of the year, and he made that catch and that run against the Cardinals. I thought there's something there with him. He can fly.
Right, and Hightower gets open, but he just has the drop these for some
reason.
Yeah,
what was it, the Raven game where Carson hit him in the hands early, and he just dropped
right.
it.
But what was the other thing I wanted to say? Doggone it.
Underappreciated player. Who was it?
Mark McMillan.
Oh, that's a good one. Sean, that's a good one. So you want to go wide receiver in the draft?
No. I'd rather trade back and get a nice D-back or something.
Ooh, sorry.
And get more picks.
Gotcha. You know, and listen, I'd be fine with that, which is why I should appreciate the phone call. But that's exactly why I want to jump into this wide receiver market. The way I look at it is this. When Howie's done doing what Howie does, and they're moving money around today, Brandon Graham restructured basically an extension on his deal, so he's going to stay here at a much lower number. When they're done carving out cap room and carving out cap money, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have money to sign players. Is it five guys on a very small deal? Is it one big name and then, you know, basically minimums after that? They could spend money any way they want. But I see a wide receiver group right now that even after Aguilar just goes to the Patriots, as we started the show tonight, even with that, Kenny Galladay, Will Fuller, both coming off injury plague seasons, Curtis Samuel, Juju Smith-Schuster, Corey Davis, a former top five pick, who I think has really come into his own. T.Y. Hilton, obviously played for Nick Sirianni in Indianapolis. John Brown, Marvin Jones, Sammy Watkins. There's some legitimate talent at wide receiver. And not all those guys are going to get signed to big money. So I'll sign one of those guys in free agency, and then I'm not forced to take a wide receiver at number six. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in here. And when you call in, give us someone that was underappreciated during their time in Philadelphia. I would argue Jalen Mills was underappreciated here. He signed with the Patriots today. And Nelson Aguilar, I always thought we harped way too much on his bad moments and never enough on his good ones. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy Nelson Aguilar got a contract from the Patriots. I was hoping he'd come back here. You know, kind of what I'm saying right now, bring in a veteran wide receiver. What to watch for is sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Well, I'm watching to see what position the Eagles target. So the one thing we did hear today was that the Eagles had interest in John Johnson. No, not our colleague here at WIP. You think they'd sign John Johnson?
He's not worth that kind of money.
No, well, not what these guys are getting free agency. But the other John Johnson, the safety from the Rams, he ended up with the Browns this afternoon. But the Eagles reportedly had some interest. They also have interest in Jacoby Brissett as a backup quarterback. So, interested to see where the Eagles go first when they do sign their first legitimate player, but I'll take a receiver, and I won't have to worry about receiver in the top of the draft. Jeremy is up on WIP. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Jeremy. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so as far as the draft goes, I think as long as Ja'Marr Chase is there at six, I would say at six and pick him. If he's not there, I think we should trade back and either take a corner or go outside the box, what everybody's thinking, and take a power-style running back. Because our running game hasn't really been the same since LeGarrette Blount left town.
Well, it hasn't. No, I mean, well, they haven't. And really, I think no matter what they do, Jeremy, this offseason, they need another back. Whether they sign a guy or draft a guy somewhere in the mid-rounds, they need someone else to complement Miles Sanders.
Yeah, because Miles is more that speed guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he can run between the tackles if needed. But I think we really need a bruiser-type running back if we can't get Jamar Chase at six.
Well, and you think about it, Jeremy, they with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback, they're going to run the ball more. I mean, they're going to have RPOs. Jalen's going to run it a lot. So they're going to need more. And I think that power running thing, I kind of think about how the Ravens have all those backs that go alongside Lamar Jackson. I think the Eagles are going to need something like that next to Jalen Hurts.
Definitely.
Jeremy, who was underappreciated here?
Jason Avant.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what? His hands were incredible. I always think about the catch he had on the sideline against the Bucs. Jeremy, appreciate the phone call. Jason Avant as an underappreciated player. Now, I mean, he played in an era where the passing game was a little bit different than it is now. It's not quite as wide open as it was when he was playing, but the guy caught everything. Did he have the speed to get open against everybody? Obviously not, but he caught everything. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Eagles, wide receivers are available in free agency, a bunch of them. I would rather sign a receiver, carve out some cap room, Howie, sign a receiver, and not have to worry about taking a wide receiver with the number six overall pick. How should the Eagles fix the wide receiver position? The NFL draft with the number six pick? Or should they do what I'm saying? Go out and sign one of these veterans. 215-592-9494. And when you call in, give us an underappreciated Philadelphia athlete. I believe Jalen Mills, Nelson Agholor both fall in that boat. Tucker's boy, Rudy Ford, he believes underappreciated. Now a Jacksonville Jaguar. And when you call in, we'll do that, your phone calls, and we'll let you hear the latest on the Zach Ertz situation, as Ertz reportedly not happy with the Philadelphia Eagles and not happy that he hasn't been released or traded yet. We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.